Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Sunshine?
May I ask who's calling, please?
Yes, hi, my name is Eran. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Sunshine.
Okay. Is it like a paid survey or something, or is it just offering my opinion?
Yes, your
on
opinion.
Something.
We're just interested in your opinion, and it's, you know, it has to be a woman between 18 to 35. It has to be a young woman. It's all, you know, it's just your opinion. Okay. The first question is a little awkward, but I have to read this verbatim. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what was the year of your birth? Just the year.
94.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race? I have
white,
black. Thank you. Okay. Now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, your own future, negative or positive?
Positive.
Thank you. And the future of the planet, negative or positive?
Yeah. At least for my lifetime, positive.
Okay. Thank you. And the future of the country?
Can I say middle of the road?
Just negative or positive. It's only two.
I'd say negative then.
Okay, thank you. And now, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all. 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. You can use the number between 0 and 10. 0, no power at all. 10, a lot of power that young women have to make change.
I'd say probably a 4.
Okay, thank you. And of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read you a list. Stop me when I hit one of them. You know, I need 3, but stop me each time I hit one that you feel that is a very important issue to you. Climate change. Racism. I'm sorry?
No,
would that be one? Okay. Racism and discrimination. Education. Immigration. Crime.
Okay, so I may not have understood the question properly.
Okay.
Am I telling you when I find the, because everything you've said so far has been important.
I agree, but I need you to give me the top one, the most important issues to you. You know, the most important to young women in the U.S., not just you, but young women in the U.S. today. The 3 top ones. So I'm going to read you that list. Mm-hmm. I know they're all important, but I just need the top ones that you feel that is most important to young women in the U.S. today. Climate change is one. Racism and discrimination. Education. Immigration. Crime. Gun violence. Economy and the cost of living. Healthcare, student loans, mental health, abortion access, national security. Which are the 3 that you feel that are the most important to young women in the U.S. today?
Probably the abortion rights.
Okay. You want me to read them again?
No, I'd say abortion rights, racism, probably national securities, probably up there.
No, it's not here, but I have, yes, it is, national security. Okay, that's the 3 ones. Thank you. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? I'm going to read you another list. Improving or maintaining mental health, your education, hobbies and free time activities, work-life balance, economic security and financial independence, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, relationship like romantic partnership or friendships, and advancing in your career. Which three, this chapter of your life, like right now in your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most?
Probably caring for my mother, who's elderly.
Okay.
Caring. I'm
to read
a stay-at-home spouse.
Okay.
I don't have a career. So.
Okay. Okay, so about improving or maintaining mental health, that's one of them. Your education.
Yeah. Mental health would be good.
Okay. Your education, hobbies and free time activities, work-life balance.
Hobbies. Okay. Yeah, hobbies.
Okay. That's it. That's three. That's all I need. Thank you. And which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. You don't have to give me three. You can choose just one, up to three. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? I'm going to read you the list. Your personality, your sexual orientation, your profession, being young, your spiritual religious beliefs, being a woman, your hobbies or interests, being American, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your role in the relationship like being a mom, a caregiver, a wife, a friend. Which is a trait that is most important to your identity?
I'd say probably my hobbies and my personality would be the most important for me.
Okay, that's good. I need it up to three. You can only, that's good enough. Two is good. So we can move on.
Okay.
Okay. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Anger, frustration, pride, exhaustion, hope, disappointment, sadness, dread, happiness. Which of the two emotions come to mind when you think about the American political system?
Frustration is definitely...
Okay, that's good. It's up to two, so one is fine. No, that's good enough. So we can move on.
Okay.
Which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you two statements. Now, I want you to tell me which one comes closest to the way you feel, the way you think, your opinion. First one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which statement do you come closer to your opinion? A, B, or C?
C.
Thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. I'm going to reach another list. You can choose up to three. Not necessarily three, but up to three. Systematic racism. That's number one. And the question is, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? Systematic racism. Corporate money has too much influence. Too many old white men in power. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. The two-party system. Division and gridlock between political parties. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. I just need, he said you may choose up to three, but one will be enough. The factors that are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively. The first one was systematic racism, corporate money has so much influence?
I definitely say the systematic racism, the money has too much influence, and probably too many old people in the office.
Okay, too many old white men in power. That one, right?
I just would generalize it even more to old people.
Okay.
So there's some older women in power that are just as bad.
But it's mostly men. It's mostly males. I know what you're saying. Okay. How much do you trust the power to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust on a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? I'm going to read you another list. Something like 4 or 5. Community organizations like nonprofit, grassroots, coalitions. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you. Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly. Ballot initiative, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
I am so sorry. Something loud happened here. I'm playing a game with my husband, and so his computer made a noise. But could you repeat that one?
Yes. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Ballot initiatives. What that is the proposed laws that the public votes on directly. A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? How much do you trust them?
A little.
Okay. And Congress, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Your state government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Thank you. President Biden. Biden, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
And not at all.
Thank you. The Supreme Court, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
And not at all.
Thank you. Your city government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Not at all, just because I live in the county. So I don't get a vote in the city at all.
Okay, thank you. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. That makes you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat unmotivated, I guess.
Okay. Thank you.
Doesn't that mean that they won't be doing as many diversity? Like, they won't be taking in people who are doing as much diversity, if I'm understanding what you just said right?
That's what it is. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action. Affirmative action used to be able to have college take race into consideration in admission. They will no longer be able to take that into consideration. So they struck it down. Yeah, diversity, that's what they're talking about.
That feels like they could end up with, you know, how they used to have it, where it's all white schools, all one race schools. If they're not taking race into consideration and they're just admitting, you know, I don't know, it feels like it takes away some of the diversity options for people.
Okay,
I could be wrong, but that's the way I understand it.
I think something like that. But the question is, for each case, the one that I just read, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, and you say someone unmotivated. So I would just want to make sure that that's your answer, right? Someone unmotivated?
Oh. Somewhat motivated, actually, change that. I'm sorry.
Okay, now.
And it's not of understood.
Yes, that's what I figured. That's why I read it to you again. I figured that you didn't understand it, you know, because it's a little confusing, but thank you.
Yeah.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus community customers and deny them services. Now, did that motivate you to help enact change through share participation or no? Very motivated, yeah. Very motivated. Thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Does that make you feel very motivated, not at all motivated?
Very motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. That makes you very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, and not at all motivated.
Very motivated.
Thank you. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? Signing a petition. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
I'm very likely.
Thank you. Volunteer for an advocacy organization, to advocate for an organization, volunteering. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Not very likely.
Not very likely, thank you. Voting in elections, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely.
Thank you. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Oh, very likely.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representative. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not likely at all. Not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Attending a protest. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Not very likely there.
Thank you. And boycotting a company, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely, I've done that. I'm still doing that.
Okay, thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that kept them from voting, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three, not necessarily three. This is what they gave as a reason why they didn't vote. You did not have time to vote. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. The candidates did not represent your values. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off locations. You did not know enough about the candidates. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Your mail-in ballot did not arrive in time. Voting does not change things that matter to you. You didn't know how or when you vote or register. And would you say just one of them will be fine? Yeah, you did not have time to. Well, you can choose up to three, but you know if you want. One is you did not have time to vote. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. The candidates didn't represent your values. Go ahead.
The candidates didn't represent my values, and okay. I didn't know enough about them, about the candidates.
Okay.
That would be the two reasons why I would not really be willing to vote. Perfect. I feel like my vote would be possibly go the wrong way.
Okay. Thank you. For each other, Parliament, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. This is the first one. The Biden administration has spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package, which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. That will make, would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less?
Engaged a little more. That's a good thing that they're doing that.
Okay, thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to zero for minimum wage earners, and insurance balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economy, well-being of young people, so that we can all thrive. Will that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less?
Engaged a little more. That's good, too.
Thank you. We have seen how working people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective powers so that working people can thrive. Will that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less?
Yeah, engage more. Livable wage is one of, that's a lot more.
Okay, thank you.
That's one of the, livable wage is one of the issues that I actually, I'm vocal about it. I don't know if I'm necessarily, you know, anything more important, but I definitely try.
I would think that that's got to be top 10, top 5, you know, if you know what I mean. But I'm glad that you share that. Thank you. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two. I'm going to reach all those national TV news stations, TikTok, international news outlet, YouTube, podcast, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, local TV news station, news or informational articles online. Which are the two that you check most for new content?
That one's a little harder question for me.
Okay.
Just because I suffer from depression. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't read or watch the news myself.
Mm-hmm.
My husband does.
Okay.
And he shares information with me that articles and things that he feels are important or that I need to be paying attention to.
Okay.
Just because he and I have come to kind of that conclusion that that's the better way to deal with my mental health.
Okay.
I don't really have a news source or publication that I go to myself for those things. I do use TikTok and Facebook.
Okay.
But not for political or news articles, just because, like I said, there's so much bad things going on in the world that sometimes you just have to take yourself out of it.
I understand. I know what you're saying. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. And thanks again. Thinking about, we're almost done. Thank you so much for your patience. You've been great. Thank you. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics you seek out the most? This is like the same question. You may choose to, let's say with the ones that you watch on Facebook and TikTok, health, beauty, self-care, government, politics, and news, current events, hobbies, tips or hacks, music, business, finance, sports, humor, memes, shows, movies, science, and technology. You may choose two.
I'd say music, definitely.
Humor, memes, or
humor. Yeah, I like comedy things. I like funny things. I like dance videos where people are doing different things that way.
Okay.
Okay.
That's beautiful. That's great. We almost done. The last few questions are just going to be for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Just high school.
Okay. And
I'm technically a college dropout, so.
Okay, that's okay. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Bisexual.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single? You said that you was married. You just mentioned your husband, right?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay. Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years of age?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither? Or neither?
Neither, really.
Okay.
Both have a lot of bad things in their viewpoints,
mm-hmm.
that I just don't agree with.
Okay.
It's a little harder for me to align with either party.
Okay, cool. How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parents, student?
I'm disabled.
Thank you. Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? I'm going to reach, your best estimate is fine. I'm going to reach you what I have here. Less than $24,199, $25,000 This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been great. Thank you so much. Enjoy your night. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Oh, boy. What is this here? What do we have? What do we have here? What is this? Come on. Come on, boy.